Texas Motor Speedway on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6 a.m. Feel so far from where I've been. I've got my eggs, got my pancakes too. Got my maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks, I make a smiley face. Kind of like it in my brand new place. I wipe the spots off the mirror, don't leave my keys in the door. Never put wet towels on the floor anymore. But dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. And I know that you love me, and soon you were meant for me, right. Buddy, I was meant for you. Called my mama, she was out for a walk. Sold a cup of coffee, but that some bitch wouldn't talk. Picked up the paper, it was more bad news. Rusty Greer was traded for Moises Alou, but Greer's
taco period.
Stop it with that, Grooves. If I'm going to stay up this late, don't torpedo me.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
We're friends.
Come I apologize. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's all right. Thanks for playing. You know I love you, Grooves.
Aw.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you play old school Ticket songs.
I'm the best.
Like that one from old Fake Grego.
So great.
I like that one.
I like you, Donnie.
Facebook. I'm going to like that on Facebook groups.
All right, tell me about Facebook.
I'm going to tweet it.
It creeps me out.
Why?
Don't what you want to this stuff about, you know, this likes this? What is that
don't
all
you want to get in touch with the chicks you used to freaking just jump up and down on?
No.
Aren't you curious
nothing
to see what they look like?
From that. What good can come from that?
I mean, you're not trying to hook up with them now. You just want to see what they look like to see if you made the right decision.
Nah, I don't care.
Old friends? You don't like that?
Now, old friends I can see. Like, there's some friends from high school and college that have lost touch with or
right,
like
look,
to connect
look,
with
let me
again.
Tell you, let me tell you something.
But if I do that, you know what kind of ass whipping I'm going to take?
I know. Let me tell you something. For me, and this could run true to form for you or maybe not, but for me, they seem to come from four different groups, most of my Facebook friends. They're either ticket people,
uh-huh.
Media people,
uh-huh.
Band people, you know, from the band scene.
Can't you just do
stuff.
That on Twitter?
You could.
But you can't chase down people on Twitter. Is that what you're saying?
Facebook is a little more personal.
Yeah, Facebook's a better way. I mean, Twitter is better for, you know, the right here, the right now. But
and you don't have to produce content on Facebook, necessarily.
No.
Twitter,
no,
you do. You got to put something out. You got to be doing a little bit of a show.
I don't know. You can go through the people you follow and see what they're up to. Respond to one of them if you want to. You don't have to put out stuff on Twitter.
But you don't know.
That's the good thing about all this stuff. If you don't, you only have to be involved
as much as you can.
You don't know if it's a band person though, or an old friend, or a ticket person.
But the thing with Twitter though, if you don't,
they're just following you.
Yeah, a lot of the time you don't.
There's just somebody that follows you.
And most of the people who are among my 500,000-plus followers on Twitter are ticket people, you know?
But if you don't put out much from day to day, then they complain, I'm going to stop following him because he's not doing enough.
But Facebook, you don't have to do anything. You just put
No, you don't.
Facebook, you just put on.
You just sign up and...
Yeah, and you know...
And you can just,
you look people up and then you look at their pictures and you see what's going on with them. And if you want to message them and ask them what's going on, you can. If not, you don't worry about it. You don't have to put a thing up there.
You know, you can only get in touch with the people that you want to get in touch with.
Yeah, Dan, how long have you been on Facebook?
Couple years.
And Dan, I don't think Dan's posted once on there.
Dan and I are Facebook friends, yet I never get any action from him.
So what are you using it for, Dan?
But I've hooked up with some people that I used to know in college.
Oh, yeah?
Just even some dudes.
Maybe some women who might
couple girls
understand
as far
your
as
situation a little bit better.
No, but, you know, people I used to know.
You have and done just about everything.
Like the first girl I did it with caught up with me on Facebook.
Me too.
And that's cool. You know?
Send a little message
back and
forth.
See, that hasn't happened for me yet.
But it's not that you're going out there trying to get with them again. You're just catching up.
Would that be interesting?
You know?
I'm a practical user.
The only interesting thing about it
talking about old
is that it took place right down the street from the radio station.
When you did it? The first time you did it?
Yeah.
What year are we talking?
1970.
You're 20 years old.
Yeah, I was the 20-year-old virgin.
I was 19, Mike.
Okay, back to Facebook for a second.
All right.
Well,
I'm sorry, we digress
here. We kind of digressed into a pretty good...
What's wrong with that? Yeah.
Sorry, though. Mike was just talking about the first time...
Let's go back to that.
Hold on. 1970. You're 20.
Yeah.
And how do you know her? Like your girlfriend at the time? You were in a band?
Yeah. I was starting to make my way up that scene pretty well. And... it's hard to remember where we crossed paths, but before anything happened, we would run into each other quite a bit at stuff.
You guys go out to dinner or a movie or something like that?
Going to see other bands and stuff like that.
Were you nervous about that whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was scary.
At the age of 20?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you feel you were a bit old to be... Did you think most of you guys you hung out with had already...
Yeah. Yeah, I knew I was lagging a little bit behind there.
You know, my second...
And was she a first-timer, too?
No, she was not.
So that made you extra nervous.
Love that first-timer.
On one hand, yes.
You're going to be judged against something.
On one hand, yes, but on the other hand, I felt like she knew what she was doing.
Which is a good thing.
Right.
Yeah,
a little bit, but you don't want to look so bad, so bumbling.
Yeah.
You know, my second day of college...
I didn't tell her it was my first time.
Oh, so she didn't know.
Well, she probably figured it out, but she was nice enough not to say, this was your first time, wasn't it?
My second day of school, a girl tried to give me some, and I was so scared, so nervous, that I didn't take it. Because I didn't know what the hell was going on. Second day.
Of school when?
In college, when I went off to college.
Oh, you had never...
No.
Before college?
I had not. And I didn't know what to do. So I just told her to shoe fly.
George?
Don't bother me.
High school?
Nope.
College?
You know, somewhere in there. I don't like to kiss and tell.
So
George
Dan
wants to get back to Facebook.
Dan, you're high school, right?
We should get back to Facebook, then. But yeah, high school.
Such a freak.
With another first-timer, so that was better.
All right, I would like to say this. I'm glad I didn't in high school. Not that I'm saying that it's wrong for everybody, but I just think
a lot of guys and
girls, I think it's wrong.
I do, too, now.
Yeah, now you have girls.
But, you know, a little, it'd be a little scarier going off to college if you'd never...
Yeah, it was. I had an opportunity in high school, but I just chickened out. I wussed out.
Boy, I didn't.
I didn't have a chance.
I didn't come within 100 miles of this high school.
See, I thought I was going to do it my prom night, and I had a hotel room and everything. Uh-huh. But she had to be home at like 11:30. My dad was pretty strict, so there was
no hotel room.
Yeah, there was no doing that. I stayed in the hotel room. As a matter of fact, I think one of my friends in high school, he got some in my hotel room. Kind of pissed me off, as he's just breathing heavy and making noises, and I'm not doing a thing.
Like in the same room? You were in the room?
I had like a suite. I was balling in high school.
Boy, you were balling.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
No, I didn't like it because I was I was sleeping on the couch as he's in the bed just freaking...
It's a fake Mr. Phil.
I don't like the way the Lakers play.
Back to Facebook just for a second. I could see the value in it. Like my family's scattered all over the country. And if I kept like my... like family photos on there and just kept it very private, I could see how that would be great.
You can do that.
Just accept.
But then you tick everyone off if you don't accept them.
See, that's what puts us in a unique position.
That's the price of fame, George.
And you are famous.
It is tough.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You're part of George, dude.
See what I did there?
Look, I'm about to bump up a
sheep knee
against the 5,000 maximum friend number. And here lately, I haven't friended everybody because for some reason I'm thinking I need to...
Why are you getting so loud?
I need to a lot... I'm getting loud?
Oh, George, you might be on my... What you call it?
Sorry.
Yeah, okay, there you go. I'm sorry.
Touch your knob?
Yeah, you're touching my knob. Turn your Bob to knob. I'm turning your knob to Bob.
Where'd Bob go? Bob?
He's sweepy.
Bob?
For some reason, I've been thinking I need to hold on to these last spots for... you know, people that I really do want to stay in touch with and everything.
Yeah, you do need to do that.
So I've kind of held on to the last, you know, six or seven spots.
And that's all that's left?
But you're ticking people off.
Yeah, in the course of doing that,
but
I've had to ignore a lot of people, and I know I've pissed them off.
But they'll be ticked off once they're after 5,000 anyway. So.
Yeah, I know,
See, I'm not near 5,000.
It's six of one and half a dozen of the other,
so,
and
come on, girls.
I hate doing that.
Girls, get me to 5,000.
I hope everybody will go over to my fan page and latch on to that.
That's what I hope,
and
too.
Let's do this thing there.
All right, I got one more topic before I go to bed.
All right, what's that?
We all know this is the last camp out, right?
Well, who said that?
That's my prediction.
Why? Because we're having so much fun now?
Yeah.
Just
I'm not saying
risque?
I want to end them. I don't know.
The line
I think after I think after this
crossed.
Year that we'll have a hard time getting everyone back to the camp out. So this may be our last camp out. May not. We may be back the same place, maybe some different place camping out next year.
It really depends on one thing and one thing only, and that's how much revenue it generates.
You think that? No.
That's bottom line with everything, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think they did okay there.
Shoot it.
But let me ask you this.
If it's a revenue generator, then we will be back.
Quick round table. How much longer do you see yourself doing this job? Donovan Lewis, go.
Man, I'm so young at it, you know, especially this. So I see myself doing it for another 20, 25 years.
Dan?
Probably till I die on the way home driving from this camp out to home.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You set up the darkness music.
Boy.
So for the rest of my life.
See there?
I've done it.
But I think I just jinxed that from happening by saying
it. Yeah, you did, dude.
Well, what about you?
There's nothing that could happen to
me. You're in a more highly leveraged, high pressure, greater stress, greater demand place than any of us.
That morning show?
Yes.
Yeah.
First of all, just the hours alone.
Yes.
Should knock
you.
Off
hey,
you
the hours more life, than dude. Anything else.
Yeah. Then, and working with Gordon.
And now working with Gordon. Life. Then add in just the high pressure of the Dallas morning show mix.
We're probably beyond
the competition.
They
have more competition than anyone on the station.
We're beyond our, what do they call it, shelf life?
What do
already.
You think, George?
Our life expectancy.
Life
10,
expectancy.
15 more years?
Well, hey, we're
I would
all,
like to, my goal would be
that.
At least another 10 years. That would be my goal. I mean, I don't think anyone could accurately, but I see myself at least 10 more years doing this.
All right.
What about you, Ryan?
That's very comforting. Me?
Yeah.
February.
No, come on. Are you like Norm?
No,
that's your last breath.
That's it. That's going to be it.
February.
Yes.
So we have...
So you're announcing that right here. At the camp out fire.
I'm not really announcing it.
You're predicting it.
Let's just say that I would imagine that those are the terms that it's being thought in by just about everybody.
Next February.
Yeah.
You will no longer...
You?
Yeah.
You no longer work in this market or no longer work at the ticket?
Probably no longer work at all.
Really?
You've got
you're
a
ball retired.
Saying that, Mike.
And you're serious.
Yes.
We're in a circle of truth here, and you think next February may be it for you.
It could very well be.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's not true, Mike.
It depends on whether or not I can get along without it, which, I don't know, when I really get down to it, when that day approaches... And I really get down to it, things may change. We'll see.
If you did that, do you know how I'd feel?
How?
It's a quarter to one. I'm all alone and I need you now.
I need you.
Said I wouldn't call, but I'm a little drunk and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without it. I just need you now.
That's how I would feel, Mike. So you can't leave next February.
Well,
I would call you at like quarter to one every night.
Who else would?
Telling you things like that.
Who else would make you drink? Who else would make you drink a shot of beer for an hour?
Right. Nobody.
Every minute.
Just nobody. Because you tried to get
Here's
out
the
of
thing.
The cold.
And this, none of us could live without this for
and
very
long. And you see
long.
How good you're feeling right
yeah,
now, Mike?
That's probably true.
How good are you feeling right now, Mike?
Wonderful.
See?
Yes.
Would you get that anywhere else?
No.
You
no.
have to stay.
I know.
Mm-hmm. What would Shoopy do?
That's the thing.
Shoopy would cry.
I mean, there is nothing like this anywhere. In fact, as long as we're in the circle of truth here.
Yep.
I would imagine that if they shot us all full of truth serum, and we had to tell the truth, and they said, "Okay, what means more to you, your wife or that scene you have at work?"
The ticket.
Sports Radio 1310.
If we're telling ticket. The truth,
let's start with Donovan on that one.
Well, I mean, we don't have to go down
the
line.
We don't have to do it now?
No, okay. We don't have to go down the line here. Yeah. I don't want to put anybody on the spot or anything.
There's no spot at all.
I'm just saying that this thing that we all have together means a hell of a lot to all of us.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, man.
I mean, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. It does.
And that is what the camp out is really about.
Yes.
It brings us all together because we never are together anymore.
No, we don't. We're not. I don't think I'd seen you boys since Ticket Stock.
Hadn't. Mm-mm. And before that, I hadn't seen you since the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's because of how big the Muses have become.
Whatever. We just don't see each other. We have different lives.
Yeah, we just don't cross paths.
Every time I call Jub, he never picks up.
I'm always going out.
Back.
Wanting you to go out.
Yeah. You never go out.
I call Jub almost every day. At
you do
quarter to one, I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control, and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without it. I just need you now.
Great drum fill there, Shoopy.
Awesome, Shoopy.
I was going to bring up another point. Oh, okay, let me ask you this. When we started, January of 1994, mm-hmm. Truth Serum,
mm-hmm.
How long did you think the core of what we had then would stick together? And the future of the station, how long did you think, what was the best case scenario?
All right,
what kind of run we could have?
Okay, there are two answers for that. One answer is that I knew that the core of the station had something very, very special. I mean, I didn't know how special it was. I didn't know how extraordinary it was. But I knew we had something special. And I always tell people when they were talking to me about the anniversary, whatever anniversary that was that we had, the 15 years or whatever it was,
I
would always tell people that first day, 20 minutes in, I knew that we had hit a home run with this thing if we didn't screw it up. And that was before you boys got on the air. That was when the medic was on the air.
Just out of Bayless's first 20
minutes?
Yes,
out of his first 20 minutes. And that's because of the way the listeners reacted to it. That's because of the way the callers reacted to it. I mean, it was very apparent to me even then that they were ready for this, that they knew what it was about, they knew what to do, and they were very, very enthusiastic about it.
But you never envisioned anything like this, though.
No, no. That's one answer.
I mean, you thought we could stay on the air and have moderate success.
Yeah, and I thought right away almost that if something happened to this, and believe me,
it
almost did more than once.
Yeah.
But if something happened to it, I think that we had lasted, you know, just within a matter of weeks, we had lasted long enough to where that would be recognized out there, and somebody would bring some of us on. You know, we may all be together, we may not, but somebody would have brought some of us on board.
Yeah,
that's one answer to one prong to the question. The other is there were so many things going on at that time. Regarding investors, regarding things going on inside the station, that it was a freaking miracle that we made it all through that. And we made it through for one reason and one reason only. And that is because of us. That is because of the product we put out.
Yep.
You know, that is what did it. That is what established us.
Pow.
And that's what carried everything else through those times and got us to a point of stability whenever it was that that arrived.
But see, I thought we could all have good jobs and good careers doing talk shows.
Yeah.
I thought we could, I thought for you it would be the best job you ever had, and I thought, you know, you and Grego would slay it. I thought it would be really good. I thought Junior and I had a chance to do something that would be kind of unique because we've known each other for so long. But the goal that I set for us was almost like maybe, I don't know, twice of what some other sports stations are doing now. And that would have, at the time, been considered unbelievable.
Yes.
Because most people thought a sports station would never get above, say, a 2 or 3 share in 25 to 54.
Yeah, because in most of the markets where it was going at that time, it hadn't.
But then we've exceeded that by so far. I never would have imagined that.
No.
And
no.
I don't know
you can't
what you chalk it up to or whatever. It's just some of it is true. The core and all that stuff, but some of it is just blind luck.
Yes, a lot of it is blind luck. I mean, make no mistake.
From the,
and I will freely admit it. We have been very, very lucky along this road at many points. One of those points was when these boys came on board.
No doubt. No doubt.
Talking about you.
Sweet.
Bad radio.
That's you, Nizzle.
Huge addition to the ticket.
But that only led to the birth of groups. And that kind of took over the
whole
thing.
Has that been a good thing for the ticket?
I think so.
Anybody outside of groups think that's a good thing?
Groups as followers?
Taco period.
See, when he does stuff like that, I don't know. No, go groups is all.
I just got 500 likes.
But thanks to Norm, who brought groups in.
Yes.
The Norm that Bob bags on all the time.
Yes.
You know, Norm... That guy does take a beating. Give Norm that.
He Pro Bowl yesterday.
And he just forges ahead. He's just Norm.
And he laughs it off.
Just keeps going.
He's so Norm.
And he has to sit around
the
campfire when we're off air. And some of the stuff he has to hear for that demographic has to just be so crazy.
Yes, this is an old school true pioneer of the craft.
Yeah.
And he's being exposed to...
But
dead deer carcasses and stuff.
The beating, and then the beating he takes every day from the musers.
Bad radio.
Oh, I guess we've never done fake Norm and Andy Panda or Norm and the Goose. And, I mean, he's just diminished by you. Then he has to come in and just...
Take a pummeling every day.
And just take a pummeling in your mix. Which is
our mix, really? Could there be any more disinterest
like
in a
I
mix
said,
than your mix?
He has to put on a brave face.
Yeah, you don't
hearing,
even talk to him.
After hearing Andy Panda.
Why don't you talk to Norm during the mix?
I think people want to hear him talk. I don't want to talk over a legend.
And then when Norm brings something to the table about college football schedules.
I never talk over anyone.
You just fire a howitzer at him. Oh, come on, Norm. Okay. That's okay. This is really serious.
So you're going to harp on one of three pieces of audio again.
You make a damn joke out of everything.
Y'all's audio is unbelievable. I mean, we all have our run-ins and stuff like that, but y'all just have run-ins that are just epic.
But it's 12 years. That's a lot
of
time.
No, we've had 17 and we don't have run-ins like
that.
Have
you
had run-ins like that on
the
show?
We let you play it again.
You had a run-in with Humble Billy Hayes that wasn't recorded.
Oh, we just don't record your things.
Right.
Tell me the answer, Gribble!
That I was there for.
I mean, we've had a couple, but they haven't been nearly as classic as that.
Well, we don't have the talent you guys have. We're not
but
that smooth.
You do. You do have the talent to have great magic moments like that that we have to review every day. Like the Zapruder film.
So,
that's what I wanted to say.
So we're here to camp out.
All right.
Yep. You guys are great.
I'm turning
Welcome back
in.
To the hit show. Second talk.
Oh, I can talk.
Think those guys got something?
I want to be on their show.
Do you?
I want to be a guest on Tech and Talk. That's my next goal.
All right, then.
Is to get on Tech and Talk.
Are y'all staying up?
No. No.
Is Rick Carlisle staying up?
No.
No.
Are
you going to talk to more girls?
I'll probably play some Words with Friends with Donnie Dew.
Heck yeah.
Does it hurt?
You stay up till 3, you might as well stay on the air and keep it going.
All right.
No. Try to help her 5 o'clock hour.
No. The 5 o'clock hour doesn't matter.
Come on, man. The 5 o'clock hour always matters.
Boy, that's a ratings trick you guys fell into, huh? Can't just start at 6. Got to start at 5:30.
All right.
That's what I say when we have
take
to
take it seriously.
Once a year.
Like, really? That'll do it for the deep night ticket tonight.
Boys,
up next.
You boys are the greatest.
The Stoners are on the ticket.
See ya.
Hurricane Talk next.